This is a special day. I mean, you know, a special day for me personally, and I mean for my family and for all my supporters, and that has got me to this day. And that, but you know, we don't take these days for granted. They don't come around too often. I mean, and when they come around, basically, you know, you think of all these people that did so much for you to get you to the position that you're in. I look, I'm very much forward to it. I look forward to working with my colleagues for the next year. And that means the Donegal MD. And that Donegal MD is probably one of the best MDs in the county. And that means we work very well together for the betterment and that of the people that we represent, and that's from Bundoran to Glencolum Kill. And I look forward to getting around to all these areas in the next year, I mean, as I have done in the last number of years.
What will be your main priorities for the year ahead? I know that there's been a range of issues that you've raised here at numerous municipal district meetings, but perhaps maybe housing would be maybe up there.
Yes, and that mean you're right in saying that mean housing would be very passionate to me, and that mean, and I believe that, you know, last week I called for a special meeting with Donegal County Council and the Construction Federation, and to look at ways that we can deliver housing. And I will hopefully in my year here term that we will see houses basically come on stream in Bundoran, in Ballyshannon, and also here in Donegal town. There's a phase happening in Glencolum Kill that's going up for planning and Kilcar, and that, and also in Killybegs. So we welcome that. I mean, housing is a huge issue for everybody. It's a huge issue for all families out there. And I mean, and, you know, I think we're working very well here in this MD with housing and that. And we want to make sure that people have a home and a right to have a home. And that's basically what we're here for, to make that happen.
Your nomination today as Cathaoirleach of the Donegal MD comes a little over a year from the local elections. You topped the poll then, and then there were initial aspirations of perhaps maybe you running in November's general election. Do you feel like today is kind of like a full circle moment, a 360 moment?
Look, yes. I mean, you know, politics, you know, changes. And as the saying goes, a week is a long time in politics. And look, you never get carried away. You have to always keep your feet on the ground. As I say, I mean, you know, this is a huge honour for me personally and that, and for the people I represent. And, you know, I mean, it's an important milestone. And we look forward to what the year brings and look forward to what the future brings. You cannot look back. You always have to keep looking to the future and working for the people that put you there, because this game, you know, you have to go out, you have to get re-elected every 5 years. And, you know, if you're not on the ground, if you're not working for the people that put you there, they'll soon let you know. And I look forward to doing my utmost for the people that I represent from Bundoran to Glencolum Kill.
It's been a long year, and a lot of things have happened in the year, and a lot of good things for the Donegal Municipal District. We have a large number of houses on stream in Donegal, and completed a number of turnkey developments. Now we want to see more housing, of course, but we're punching above our weight in the Donegal MD, and we seem to be out front and providing houses, though we need a lot more. But I suppose the highlights for my year, is probably one of the big highlights for me, is to see that Charles wastewater treatment plant went ahead this year, went to construction. It'll be finished in the last quarter, and that's a huge, that'll have a huge advantage, and to Charles, as we'll see a lot of inward investment into the village, you know. So that was one big one. And then we've seen, of course, through the year too, the public realm space opened in the Diamond, and a lot of people using it, and you know, a lot of good things have happened in the this year, you know.
And reflecting on the past year, is there anything maybe that you would have liked to have seen progressed more?
Look, there's one that we have been raising for quite a while, and that's the safety issues at the Dunganelli School. It has to be closed out. And look, I can assure the people down there that we will be fighting to get that on stream for the last quarter of this year, you know.